You know hybrid cars. What about the hybrid office? I'm David Brancaccio. First, Facebook says it could launch its new oversight board before the election. The board will be able to reverse decisions to remove content from Facebook and Instagram, but will have to wait for any rulings. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us. Tell me about this high court of Facebook.
David, it's supposed to be an independent panel funded by a trust set up by Facebook. Facebook says it'll have 40 members from around the world from diverse backgrounds. The board will be making decisions about the most controversial posts, deciding what's allowed on Facebook and Instagram and what's not. People whose content has been taken down can appeal to the board. It will cover the most controversial content, things like hate speech and harassment.
Now, we've been following this. It's taken a while.
It has. Facebook first established the concept of the board almost 2 years ago. The board's final charter was published 1 year ago, and we're just seeing reports this morning that it's going to formally launch next month.
But can it do much before the election?
Maybe not much. There's already a lot of election content on Facebook and Instagram. Plus, the board has 3 months to make a decision and another 3 months to issue a ruling. But Facebook can send urgent cases to the board for expedited decisions.
Nancy, thank you. California Governor Gavin Newsom has banned the sale of new gasoline-powered cars in that state within 15 years. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
To meet the governor's new order in 15 years, Carl Brower at the car research website iccars.com says manufacturers will have to bring down prices, pick up battery production. And he says California will have to improve its electric grid.
We see brownouts on a regular basis when there are high energy demands just from air conditioning units, not cars that need to be charged up.
The California New Car Dealers Association says last year, new electric vehicle sales represented just 5.3% of the California market. Many big manufacturers are investing more in EVs. Volkswagen just announced an electric crossover SUV. GM recently unveiled a new battery platform meant to power its upcoming electric lineup. Brett Smith is with the Center for Automotive Research.
If you look at the investments they're making, it's pretty clear that they're betting their future on a change.
But that could take a while. GM CEO Mary Barra has said electric vehicles won't replace gas-powered cars nationwide for more than 20 years. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
The U.S. needs to encourage a lot more development of electric cars, according to a group of military and business leaders worried about national security. The Financial Times quotes Dennis Blair, a retired admiral who used to be director of national intelligence, saying he's worried about China roaring ahead and the U.S. car industry, quote, withering in the next 5 years. Markets, Dow and S&P futures are each up 0.1%. The Nasdaq future is down about 0.2%. Now to the annoying racket, which prompted my Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, to look into the future of work once the coronavirus is reined in.
There's a phone on our office's forward planning desk that never stops ringing. That's because the whole team is now working from home. And while they eventually plan to come back, that's not the case for workers at 24 of the biggest UK employers. Those firms told the BBC they never plan to bring people back into the office. Still, that doesn't necessarily mean offices are now a thing of the past. And no one knows that better than Mark Dixon, boss of office sharing firm IWG.
We focused in creating offices where people live. The model is all about changing the way people work, and importantly, it's changing where they work.
Outside England's main commuter belt, interest in IWG office space has rocketed more than 40% since the pandemic hit. And Dixon said he's seeing similar patterns across Europe and Asia. For more than three decades, IWG has invested in offices in more residential areas. That's now providing a boost to the business as workers think more creatively about what working remotely means.
We're being used a lot by individuals from large companies that can't work at home or sharing an apartment. So these people need somewhere to work that's close by. But we're also seeing companies changing to open up hubs near where their workers live.
A move like that allows employees who live near each other to continue working in an office together, which promotes in-person collaboration that working from home has made harder. That's something UK law firm Slater & Gordon, which has recently joined the Work From An Office, Not The Office Club, finds beneficial.
What we look at is collaborative spaces so that people can work as teams, but less about having to do the commute to come in and sit at a desk.
That's Alicia Alenia, part of the firm's executive team, which announced it'll move out of its large London office after the lease ends this month. It'll allow employees instead to work from smaller, potentially more local office spaces.
The intention absolutely is to be far more pragmatic about the way we use space.
Having employees working closer to home doesn't just put a bit more savings from transportation costs back into their pockets. More local workers could lead to more sales at businesses in smaller town centers that have suffered from a dramatic drop in traffic due to a pandemic that's forced many people to shop online. Oh, and about that phone that won't stop ringing in our newsroom, we diverted the calls to our team working from home, but it only stuck for 3 months. So maybe one day, like sprawling office complexes, desk numbers might become a thing of the past. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
Yeah, after a big survey of its employees, Google is now working on long-term plans to allow hybrid home sometimes, office sometimes, working arrangements once the coronavirus is controlled enough to let people go back in. The CEO of Google's parent company, Sundar Pichai, told Time magazine that in that employee survey, 62% of Google employees said they'd like to go back into the office eventually, but not every day. We're from APM, American Public Media.